Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let's take your calls, 012-334-1322. Sawubona, Dumela.
Hello, Tata Ray, ngithi alixolo futhi, ne?
Dalu, sawubona.
Ngikhona, ngifuna ukufunda nje esi scripture.
Yeah.
John 17.
Yes.
From 12.
Mm.
While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them been lost, or except the son of destruction.
Yeah.
That the scripture might be fulfilled.
Mm.
But now I'm coming up to you, and these things I speak in the world
in the world
I have given them your word,
and would
have them because they are not of the world, but as I am not of the world. Uxolo lusale phakathi kwethu.
Yeah.
Ulutsha lona maluguquka, ngiyayiminisha lezi zithethayo. Ulutsha maluguquka, maliyeke ubumnandi bobe xeshana. Sizodlula. And mase kudlulile, kukhona umgwebo le phambili. Ise kuyakhani benza ikhadiseka. Bathine badibana noThixo besendleleni ephumayo, badibane naye besangena.
Yeah.
Maguquka emhlabeni, uThixo ufuna ukulungisa.
Ngempela.
UThixo ufuna uxolo. UThixo ufuna uthando.
Yeah.
Ngiyalibethelela ndithi uthando makuthandwane, and mabaguquke bahambe icawe, mabayeke ibhadi neentoni, because ezo sezezethutyana nje. Into ezakwenzeka yinto yoba xana kuzawugwetywa aba bebesweleke centuries ago bekuKrestu, bazawuvuka baze ebomini obungaphakathi. Aba bebese bengamkhulanga uKrestu bazawuvukela emgwebeni. Izakuyimandla loo nto uthatha ungamandanga, ngoba uzawube uthi umntu, hayi Krestu, bendikwazi, bendikhupha amadimo ngegama lakho, bendenza yonke into ngegama lakho. Abengekho ezincwadini zikaThixo. So ndicala baguquke abantwana basekhaya, ndiyabacenga, ndiyazigoba ngaphansi kwabo, mabaguquke.
No, ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngikuza kahle mina Dalucole. Inkosi ikubusise kakhulu. All right. Yes. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Now, let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Makam. The very notion of our weapons. And it's important to take note of this. I'm looking at 2 Corinthians 10:4. Our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in Yahuwah for pulling down strongholds. But we seem to be very much comfortable with strongholds. People continue to practice witchcraft and sorcery in our midst. We don't pull those strongholds. Corruption continues. We don't pull that stronghold. Deceptions continue. We don't pull those strongholds. It's quite sad to look at the nature of things this way. And here's another weapon, that one of the helmet of salvation in Ephesians chapter 6, 17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Apostle Pumla has spoken about this. Pastor Green had spoken about this. You have spoken about this. I have spoken about this. This, the word of the Father. We need to know the word. We need discipleship. We need training each and every time. Because even though we say we have these weapons, others still live with strongholds. And strongholds are really geared to destroy us. We should be careful. Mfundis Makam?
Yeah, Mfundis Swam. Mina umang penduka ngo 1981.
Yeah.
I was very young, 11 years old. I used to ukubukela ama miracles kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Kuthathwa nje ingoma, Hallelujah Nkateko Yesu, umuntu ehlanya. Yeah. Ephola, bangazange bambeke izandla. Lapha mina ngikhulela khona. Ephola bangambeka ngezandla.
Yeah.
And Ngizengabona umuntu ngilinyelanga ahlala ngasacwayizi edlala kuvalwa amehlo kukhulekwa kukhalwa ebandleni. Then ke sisi yena bekadlala ngesikhathi bathi amen athi afuna kuvala amehlo wahlala kanjalo angasavuyi wakhala bamkhulekela waphola. I used to see this miracles zenzeka phakathi kwebandla. Not nge-magic but by the power of the Holy Spirit. But now we have drifted from the line. We have drifted from God by izinto ezenzakalayo today. And ama weapons esiwasebenzisayo ayibandla uma ngiphenduka mina used to ukushisa ingubo zeinyanga, used to ukushisa izinto zabathakathi yonke yena lento lelapha. Namhlanje kuletwa zona lezi zinto zeinyanga ukuthi abafundisi ukuba yibo bazisebenzisayo ukuprofeta ngazo. Amanye bagaxa amathawula ukuthi mazo profeta aqala zisula sula nyana obuso izinto esifana nalezo. We thole point yami mruti. Mruti?
Mruti?
Mruti? Mruti? Ndisase khona moyeni? Hello? Hello, Mruti? Hello?
Why mina ngiyakuzwa?
Oh, okay.
Wena usazizwe moyeni.
Mina ya kana mina sengu.
Mani bo bese sithi siyavuma.
Ah, phela sengaba isangoma.
Khuluma maka.
Yes. Yeah, then I used to see all these things zenzeka phakathi kwebandla. But now silethe lezo zinto sasilethe ebandleni sasishiswa manje. Lezi zinto zifika zisebenza ebandleni kuba yezi ziprofeta ngazo, sithatha amathawula nyana amhlophe, uma uzoprofeta uqala uzisula solwanyana ubuso uprofeta ukhulume ngoba unale zinto lezi la ziyazishiswa kodwa manje yizo sezisebenzayo ukuthi zi-uplift ebandla, zi-uplift umfundisi. Then ibandla libambe bhongwane kwasho amaXhosa. Ibandla libambe bhongwane by few people. And abafikayo babekwa kwe leadership bangazanga bahlolwe. Then uma kwaze kwaba khona umuntu wayenza kanjalo ibandla liqala lifokole done nabahlola imimoya bangasakhona ukuhlola imimoya. Then lezi zinto lezi la ziqala ziyenzeka noma kanjani anyway anyhow akuna ndaba ukuthi umuntu ume kuphi kwenzeke imikhuba phakathi kwebandla. Whereas the Bible says ukuthi na ku 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 uthi bantwanyana bami you belong to God.
Yeah,
you are not of this world. You are not, and you have conquered the world. Because lo ungakini mkhulu kudlula usezweni. Ubani lo ungakini? Uyahusha mashiyaki yena wangena kithi yena ngokwakhe kungakho mazohamba thina. Ku is good ukuthi ngiyahamba ngoba uma ngihambanga nizoba limited. Ukuze ningabi limited mina ku is good ukuthi ngihambe so that ngizothi uma ngibuya in the spirit nibe more powerful, more stronger. But man, so lo ungakithi is greater than the one who's in the world. We have conquered the world. We are not going to conquer. The Bible does not say kutina, we are going to conquer the world. No, the Bible says kutina, we have conquered. Say sili nobile ilizwi. Then ama challenges esibukana nawo. Asibukana the Bible alisithembisanga kuti ama challenges ohlala angekho. Challenges will be there. Ukuze kubonakala amandla kaNkulunkulu. All the great men of God wayehamba ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu. Asikho isikhala beka siphakamisa. I can count them. Ngathatha for instance u Elisha.
Mm.
The Bible says ukuthi abekabhekana nempi yama Aramean.
Yeah.
Inceku yakhe yaze yasondela athi, "Yu, uma ivuke kuseni thola ukuthi kunamasosha amaningi la."
Abazungezile.
Bazungezile. But at manje sizokwenza kanjani? Athi Elisha, "Don't worry. Lo sinaye thina." Ningi kundlula laba la.
Baningi abangakini.
Aze akukhuleka. Athi Nkosi ngicela uvula le inceku amehlo. Uma bayivula amehlo. Uyabona ukuthi yo! Kati inamba yabantu abangakithi baningi kundlula lokho ngikubonayo la.
Mm.
We understand?
Yes.
These are the people who walked with God abahambe ngeadamic word. Ni atemic lifestyle ngoba I life lokho kumele iphilwe nguAdam. Ungabuka uJuda.
Mm.
The Bible says ukuthi three countries came. Ama Ammonite bobanibanibani and ngoba he knows ukuthi unoNkulunkulu umthembiso kuwina. Wangena nje wakhuleka waqeda wayehlo uNkulunkulu verse 17 kuba Chronicles chapter 20. Wayehlo uNkulunkulu athina don't be afraid of them.
Yeah.
Just stand there and watch.
Mm.
I am the one who'll be fighting. And guess what? Uhamba uyolwa nje akaphatanga isikhali, uphethe icilongo. Give thanks to God for his mercy and love and just forever. Ukulwa lokho or ukucula. He's worshiping while the others are carrying ikhali. Yena ngaleso sikhathi leso uya worship. So ngendlela thina as I said, we are the ambassadors. Ngendlela thina silwa ngayo. We don't fight ngendlela the world ilwa ngakhona. Thina sinendlela yethu yokuthi sometimes indlela silwa ngayo thina silwa ngiworship. Sometimes ulodunusile nje ubeka uguqe phansi ukhuleka or ucula uworship uNkulunkulu kodwa uyibona yipi bazi bathi uyahlanya lo. Uyahlanya yini? Akabona ukuthi bayamshaya kodwa ulwa kanjalo ngoba ikingdom yethu ayivumi ukuthi siphakamise isandla. When you go to Isaiah chapter 58, the Bible says ukuthi angisaniphenduli manje ngoba even noma seningena ku fasting ningena lokusebenzisa inqindi.
Yeah.
Is the way nina senilwa ngakhona. Senisebenzisa fasting. Niba niqede senixhenyana intambo lezi la niyalwa nisebenzisa inqindi. And the battle in the kingdom of God ayilwiwa ngeinqindi. Yilwiwa ngedolo phansi. We have the weight. Yesu kungathi uNkulunkulu umfundisi wami singamsusa eBhayibhelini.
Mm.
Simsusa kuma emotion angene angene empilweni yethu lokho sifunda just to refer ukuthi uJuda yena unqobe kanjani ubani bani wenze kanjani uGideon unqobe kanjani ubani but abekithi simsuse la ahlale kithi ukuthi whenever we face the battle. The battle is not physical, the battle is spiritual. Mm. We don't wage the war as the world do.
I hear you. Thank you so much. And then, of course, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, from MK, says, good evening, pastors. No one can serve two masters when they walk in full armor of God. Because God is a jealous God. The story of Job teaches us how full armor of God is enough. Thank you. That's a WhatsApp there from MK. All right. Here's another one from Unbreakable Spirit. Good evening, Pastor Ray and all your panel. Indeed, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. That's why we are encouraged to put on the whole armor of God. In actual sense, the devil is only intimidated by a believer who knows the authority he has from the word, and the identity has been granted by being seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities, powers, even rulers of darkness of this age. Thank you so much for the great and enlightening show. Tuned in from Harare, free man. Hello there, Sawubona Dumela. Sawubona?
Ayibongi Nkosi.
Gogo.
Hawu bantu inkulu indaba Nkosi yami nemali yami incane.
Hawu ncese Gogo man, ncese.
Kodwa ngiyamthanda uMpostoli Pawulu.
Mm.
Yobisakhuluma ukuthi lezi zitya zinengqele.
Yeah.
Manje uPawuli uthi sinale nkonzo sahawukele. Uthi manje asidangali ngoba sizilahlile into eziphihliwe futhi asihambi ngobuqili. Ngakho asiphambanisi izwi kaNkulunkulu. Siyazincoma kunomnezi wabantu bonke ngokuvisa obala iqiniso. Uthi ke Nkosi ngiyabonga ukuthi ukukhanya wakuthela enhlizweni zethu.
Yeah.
Manje sibonga ukuthi ke singabanqobi waphela uJesu uthi ongamukelani nika amandla.
Yeah.
Ya ngakho singatataveli nje sizwe sihambe nje wesathu babamagama ukuthi sokwazi ukuthi kanti ungamla amazwe uthi ufuna amandla wenzani. UJesu phela ungamandla. Yebo phela uthi singabanqobi. Manje ke Nkosi yami sengathi Nkosi nasincede endlini ngoba manje sengathi asilahli.
Eish.
Yiswa isikhonza kaMhlunga ka ukuthi akulahlanga.
Hey madoda.
Yiko khamba ya kanzima phela lawa lahlanga. Uzohamba kaMhlunga nje ngwaphela awulahlanga. Uthe manje uPauli masidibese lokusindisa kungaka uthi uyophunuka kanjani? Nansi indaba enkulu ukuthi manje sesiyadebesela sesimjayela uNkulunkulu sesikhonza ngendlela esithanda ngayo uthi manje ayisokumnandi impela. Asambono noma kasizakali ngoba manje sokuqovekile endleleni. Manje ushilo umuntu kaNkulunkulu wathi ngeke wakhonza amakhosi amabili.
Yeah.
Yeah, kumele ukuthi uhlukanise.
Ngempela, ngempela.
Manje ke sibonga uJesu ngoba uJesu ngempela uma ekhona empilweni zethu uyasilwela noba nathi silimele iqiniso nje uNkulunkulu ithi iqiniso liyabunikhulula futhi nani nolazi futhi iqiniso lo liyobunikhulula. Kikhuluwa yiqiniso nje manje izilithi ukuthi sinayo lengcebo.
Yeah.
Eseyitsheni zebumba.
Ngempela.
Yeah, uPaul mayichaza kwenye indawo athi lezitsha lezi azifana nezinye ziyablenka zisendlini enkulu lapho mayikhuluma kuTimothy ukuthi khona ezinje nezinje. Kodwa ngikwazi ukuthi igazi likaJesu.
Sho.
Njengoba kungasakhulunywa ngegazi likaJesu emhlabeni, asisazazi ukuthi singobani manje. Konke ngisho kuyafana, sesikhohlwa ukuthi masiyile nto esiyiyona nje, uNembeza wahlanzwa yigazi futhi ukuze thilohle yonke imisebenzi efileyo, sahlanzwa yigazi likaJesu. Kungako sinesibindi sokungena endaweni engcwele ngoba singena phela ngegazi lakhe futhi wasingenela. Manje nasinazi ukuthi singenele. Yiko lokusale usizama ukuyingenela ukuthi ake ngiyolanda iinduku zikaRay orokanye hambe endleleni ngiphila ilingisa lona ke ngisuku zamanje khona ilingisa. Ya lokuthi uhamba nami kanti ngiphethe ilingisa. Angala muzi uThixo ukuthi uthini kweyami impilo ngihleli. Manje Nkosi yami siyabonga kakhulu siyanilalela njalo sihleke futhi manje imali azikho phela sesikhulile thina sesibadala.
Ah siyabonga gogo inkosi ikubusise.
Manje ke siyanikhulekela manje ngihle kuba amagama nakabala iminyaka ke ngithi Nkosi yami kugcwele ingane zodwa la.
Gabela.
Manje ke nikhulekela wa manje mali bale lapho ngiyahleka ngoba mina lezi zinsuku ngimi lapha epastage la.
Yeah yeah yeah.
Imemezela uJesu.
Ngempela gogo.
Yeah ngiyima lapha ephakathi ngimemezela uJesu ithi nangiphuma ipension ngadibana nabanye abafundisi abanye babo bethwele ama suitcase bengibingelela ngihlezi phansi bathi usibona sithwele ama suitcase yesasinzwa ngawe la ephakathi
nayo yonke indaba nayo
bathi besivuke ekuseni sizowuma la ephakathi bese kwenzeka izinto lento esiyiphethe khona into yethu lengebe sinayo lesithi sinayo
Amen. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Philip Masango, Pastor Philip Masango says, Beloved of Jesus Christ, Isaiah 46:4, Ibandla lisukile liwile emhlane kaJehova. Ibandla liwile emseni kaJehova. Ibandla lihamba ze. Lihlubule ukumesaba. Ibandla lihlubule ubungcwele lembethe inyama. Hey, madoda. Yeah, izoke izindaba. Let me come to you, Apostle, just after this.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Now, when we speak of our armor and weaponry, I am looking also at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7 says, By the word of truth, by the power of Yahuwah, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left. This is how we are armed. We are armed with the word of truth. We are armed with the power of Yahuwah, our Father, our Heavenly Father, the Creator. We are armed also with His righteousness, which is on the right hand and also on the left. We are armed with His righteousness. These are the things we never take into consideration. Apostle?
Yeah, you know why? Because we normally downplay, you know, all this powerful armor that God has given us, righteousness, the truth, the word. Mm. You know, I mean, even if, and also you can put into the equation the fruit of the spirit, the greatest armor as well, powerful. But yes, we undermine that, we downplay that, and that is why we end up being casualties. And you know why we would always downplay what God has prescribed for us that we need to use. When you read in the book of John 17:16, you know, Magogo, it just melted my heart.
Yeah.
Oh, it just made my month and my evening. Anyway, but then, like as I say, back to John 17:16, they are not of the world, even if as I'm not of the world. So, meaning, as much as we're in the world, but we are not of the world. So, that goes to show, Guti, we don't subscribe or prescribe to the values and the belief system and the conduct.
Yeah.
Conduct is very critical, you know, because the conduct of the world says righteousness, it's not even needed. You do your own thing and get away with murder.
Anyway.
You know, the world says when you're connected, you can mess up, you can get as much bodyguards as you can get as much protection as you can, and you can get away with so much. But that our weapons are completely different. The conduct, the belief that we have, the value system is completely, completely different. So, and also we should follow Christ as well, follow the word, reflect on it as I earlier on indicated. But also, Joe, to somebody listening, you know, one of the, you know, what you're talking about is a powerful double barrel, like gun, courage,
yes,
powerful. And then Isaiah chapter 30, if I'm correct, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. You will hear a word behind thee. Another version, you will hear a voice behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Turn ye to the right hand, and when you turn, also turn to the left. So our ability as well to hear the word and the voice of the Lord, it's a powerful, powerful weapon. Our level of discernment is very critical. It is very key. We are living in a season or in an era where the enemy is seriously up against Bana ba Modimo. It is clear, Joe, we see globally, or there's an agenda to really deal with Bana ba Modimo on a level we have never imagined. And if we would not make up our mind, Hona, no, as we're listening in, tuning in, and re-engage in such critical and powerful discussions, and not embrace them, because the Bible says, you know, we don't only have to be sharers of the word, but we need to be doers, implement, practice, go, make it, take it upon yourself, be intentional about learning about all these powerful weapons and arms of God. We're going to need it. If there's any time that we need to really embrace the weapons of God and understand them and know them and know how to apply them. Know how to put on this, know how to make use of it. Because people are caught up in traps they shouldn't be caught up with, because they can hear the voice that protects them and say, Uskayada, turn to your left. When the Lord says turn to your left, you take your own direction and you end up in places that you're not supposed to go to. And then where was God? You decided to voice. Sometimes you hear the voice, but you dismiss the voice. And hence I'm saying, another thing that we're going to need as our weapon, it is a high level of discernment. Discerning. And yes, be able for what you discern. It is exactly like that and comply.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And then, of course, you can send us WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Pastor Green, what comes to mind?
Glory to God. Yes, 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 Pastor Ray. We continue with the topic. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Pastor Ray. You know, there's other weapons, Pastor Ray, that people don't see as weapons, but it's weapons. Hallelujah. In the spirit world, it is weapons. I'm going to read a few verses again from the Bible, Pastor Ray. And you will see for yourself that this is weapons. Hallelujah. It's weapons that we can use. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes the problem that we have as children of God, God gave us the weapons, we have the weapons, but we don't make use of them. Hallelujah. Just listen what the Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22, Pastor Ray. Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22 to verse 26. My Bible reads as follows, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Hallelujah. These might not be seen as our weapons, Pastor Ray. But when we look at it, this is our weapons. This is what we use to fight. Hallelujah. You cannot fight the devil with hatred, because the devil knows hatred already. Hallelujah. That's why we use love. Hallelujah. You cannot fight the devil with sadness, because the devil knows already what it is to put us into sorrow and to make us to be sad. Hallelujah. So we fight the devil with joy. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
We go further. Peace. In the kingdom of darkness, there's no peace, Pastor Ray. The devil don't know what is peace. The devil don't know what it is to rest, hallelujah. But yeah, peace become one of our weapons that we use to fight, because we are not fighting people. We are not fighting human beings. We are fighting spirits, Pastor Ray, hallelujah. Mm. It goes on. You talk about long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Then the Bible said, against such, there is no law. Mm. Hallelujah. Yeah. The devil can't do nothing against this. Verse 24 say, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Mm. Hallelujah. Those that belong to Christ, they have crucified all these things, these fleshly things, hallelujah, these things that come from the devil. But how did we crucify it? We didn't use our hands, Pastor Ray, again, hallelujah. It's a spiritual warfare. In the spirit, we have crucified. In the spirit, hallelujah, we have overcome. In the spirit, it is spiritual, it is not physical. Verse 25 says, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Let us also do things spiritually.
Yeah.
Because our warfare, our weapons, our armor is not physical.
Mm.
It is spiritual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is spiritual armor. It is spiritual weapons. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So, one of the main purpose that we are on this earth, Pastor Ray, we are here to defeat the devil.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And how do we defeat the devil? With spiritual weapons in the name of Jesus. Even the name of Jesus, Pastor Ray. The Bible says no one can say Jesus unless they say by the Spirit.
Mm.
And again, it comes to the spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. When we cast a demon out, we can't see it with our naked eye. Hallelujah. But in the spirit realm, the demon has to come out. Hallelujah. It has to leave that body. Hallelujah. Because it is not a legal place for the devil to be. And the only way we can cast it out is with a spiritual warfare. Hallelujah.
Mm.
The last verse 26 say, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You see, when we provoke one another, Pastor Ray, when we envy one another, that's not good. Hallelujah.
Mm. Mm.
It's against spiritual, but it's spiritual in the wrong way. Hallelujah. It is not in the will of God.
Mm.
It's not a spiritual warfare now that is in line with the word of God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
This is in line with the devil. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Remember, the devil also have a spiritual warfare. But his fighting is against flesh and blood. Our fighting is not against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
His fighting is to destroy us. The Bible says the thief come only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Hallelujah. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
So the devil also have a spiritual warfare. He also want to fight us, but the devil want to destroy us physically. He want our bodies to go down. Hallelujah. That's why we see many people that are getting addicted to drugs. The body go down. People that get addicted to alcohol, the body go down. Any substance that we use that is not in line with the word of God, Pastor Ray, it is a spiritual warfare of the devil that fight against us. But for us to overcome, we have to go back to the spirit. Hallelujah. That's why when we read Galatians 5:22, that is powerful. The fruit of the spirit is our weapons, hallelujah. It's weapons that we use. It's weapons that we use that to fight against the devil. We cannot fight the devil with these same weapons.
Mm.
We cannot fight the devil with the weapons that he used to fight against us. You cannot do that, Pastor Ray, hallelujah. The devil wants us to do that, but we cannot, hallelujah. Every weapon the devil used against us, we must use the opposite.
Mm.
If the devil hate, we must love. Hallelujah.
Mm.
If the devil want to destroy, we must gather together. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If the devil want to kill, we must bring life. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
So that is what God want us to do. Pastor Ray, God bless you. We'll continue as
Right, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. This one is from Linda V. Says, sending our sincere greetings. Amen. Jesus, Uti, in the world you'll have troubles. You'll have trouble, but ningawari, I've conquered him. Paul, Ati, anyone taking this route of faith will suffer persecutions. Then the armor we are given, these weapons we have, are mainly for the defensive. We defend the victory esnayo already. Only the sword is both defensive and offensive. Our fight is to stand. Amen. Linda V there. Thank you so much, Linda.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Dingane says, afternoon, Holy Saints. True that, Brother Ray, we don't take God's righteousness into consideration. Righteous means God fights for the righteous. And then it says what? For the righteous, stand for the right doer of the word of God. Trusting God is the element of righteousness. Waiting upon the Lord and watching what God is doing, is going to do. Watch and pray, not watch and fight for yourself. Jesus prayed and he was empowered by the Holy Spirit so that God's righteousness may be seen out of prayer. That is going to subdue anger, revenge. Prayer sustains God's righteousness in us. Pray that you may not enter into temptation. Temptation is negative and we must be positive. The righteousness of God prevails at all times, even when one falls seven times. However, the righteousness will still overcome. That is Dingane there. It's hard to read, Dingane, but I tried my best. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Mr. Felix.
Hey, Tata Ray.
Tata.
Siyabonga, siyabonga, Tata.
Sibonga. We give him the glory. Namushixesha,
Tata. Into ethetha ngomama lo uthethayo uthi asilahle. Nyanisile. Ngoba ngoku siphatha izinto zangaphandle sizana zicaweni ngoku. Siphile nento zethu zangaphandle ngaphakathi kwecawa. So icawa iyasindwa, Tata. Icawa iyasindwa. Umoya osiphethe ngaphakathi kwecawa ngumoya wangaphandle. Ingqondo zethu ezangaphandle sizifake phakathi kwecawa. Ingxaki zasemakhaya ethu sizana zima ecaweni sizosiphila ngaphakathi kwecawa. So asiphili iBhayibheli, siphila thina. Yabona Tata, siphila thina ngoku ingxaki lapho Tata. Yabona ngasine uye kuphila thina, siphila kuphila uKristu ngaphakathi kwethu and then singene ecaweni siphila uKristu sibe ngaphakathi kwecawe, siphile ngecawe kaKristu, siphila uKristu. Yabona Tata uri ngoku ingxaki yethu siphila nento zethu zangaphandle. Ezibe sizenza ngaphandle sizana nazo futhi ecaweni. Ngoku icawe iyasimba Tata. Icawe yanamhlanje Tata uri ifana necawe, ifana nesikebe. esiphezukulwandle silayishe sisingi sichone siyachone sasikepha ngoba silayishe overload. So kuthi ukuthi ngicabe ngoku i-overload izindaba zika Christ ngapha zindaba zethu ngapha ngoba ngoku uyafikela ukuthi sisehamba double con double exhaust. Ndiligqira ngapha ngubishop ngapha ngumongameli ngapha ndiligqira ngapha ngiyalawula ngapha ngiyavumisa vumani siyavuma ngapha haleluya amen kwasinowulahla izinto zangaphandle kuzawuba right ndicela kathixo njengothixo siyitshona esithi abantu ababizwa ngegama lam xa bathe bajika babuya bathandaza ndojika ndibalungisele ilizwe labo. Thank you, Dadu Ray. Thank you, Dad. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Felix. Ngiyabulela tata.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Asikhulume nomfowethu Vusi. Vusi Buzi.
Asibonge mfundisi wami.
But
asibonge mfundisi Ray, asibonge.
Butwa.
Izwi limnandi. Hayi, impi abayilwa ngezandla nezikhali, yilabo uphola khuluma ngabantu basaphuza ubisi.
Yeah.
Mawusaphuza ubisi. Impi angeke uyikhone. Impi yalaba sebedla ukudla kuthe ukuqina. Qina nje impela. Ukukhuluma ngalaba abadla ukudla asebakhulile. Impi bayazi ukuthi liwe emadolweni. Ayilwiwa ngekhali. Impi esilwayo esibhekene nayo impi yasemadolweni. Kulebo. Ngiyakhulewa mfundisi uRaya. Akulwiwa, akukhulunywa. Akubangwana akwenziwa lutho singene ekamerweni khuleke bizi igama likaJesu yonke into ilunge ngako ke thina sivikelekile sibonge mfundisi uRay umthandazo yiyo impi esilwayo impi kamoya sibonge mfundisi uRay siyabonga.
Thank you so much Vusi Musi Nkosi. Thank you my brother Butu wami ke lo uButu wami ngokwegazi uButu wami ngempela siyabonga Vusi. Send us your WhatsApps. Send us yes from Atridgeville. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, we're coming to the concluding remarks. Let me give you each at least 2.5 minutes that you go for it, and let me start with you Mfundisi Makamu, what say you in the final analysis? Just 2 minutes.
Amen, Mruti. Yeah, kunento uNkulunkulu ayenzile no Abraham yi covenant. Covenant to protect his seed.
Yes.
And uma ahamba nabo, uma sebazongena eJericho, kunento ayikhulumayo ngomlomo kaMoses athi na nginifaka kwale ndawo hayi ngokuthi ni right, anikho right. And nginifaka kwabantu abaningi ukundlula nina and abantu buthele khulu ukudlula nina bokuthi uma bangaphuma nje banganigwinya but mina nguNkulunkulu ngizoniwinela mina ngimi ngizoba ngihamba phambili ngiwumlilo uqothulayo phambili iphi kaNkulunkulu umfundisi wami yibukeka uma uyilwa in the spirit yibukeka yiwulima. Just look at Joshua uma conquer Jericho bafika bazungeza iJericho nje then iJericho yiwe yihulima lokho ukuthi na abaphatanga ekhale but yawe iJericho bangena then da i confusion futhi ibandle elikuyo mina nge understand ayiqali kubo even the apostle bake baba kuyo because when you go to the book of Acts chapter 1 uthi laphana abafundi ingaba sesifikile yini isikhathi sokuthi na usinqwabela usinikeza umbuso ususe emaRomeni na. UJesu uthi na it's not for you to know the times, but what I will give you is the power. And the power laid up, ngokuthi na he says, seyikhona already mina, ngihamba phezu kwe power, ngihamba ngi power, I am a conqueror, I'm not going to conquer. Doesn't matter ukuthi na uhlangana nani, ubhekane nani, mina, ngi power mina ngokwami mina. Ngiyaqothula njengoba ungizwa nje, alibekwa kuthuma nodaka. Njengoba ngibona nje. So, power le lapho uNkulunkulu uyishiye kithi ukuthi na ngine ngiyathanda ukonkara orangithandi, but i power yona yikhona yilakimi la. If things are not happening ngimi inkinga akusho uNkulunkulu, but mina i power ngiyisebenzisi inkosomusa mayibusisi. And uma singayisebenzisa leyo nto le lapho umfundisi, singayiyeka le nto ukuthi mina ngi 1 about 10 ngaba slice.
Yeah. Apostle, your final comments in 2 minutes, what say you?
My final comment, Zechariah 1:18-21, the Bible says the horns told Lebanon Israel, every time these horns will deal with them, they would be scattered. And the horns represented nations that were seriously fighting the people of, these were the enemies of Judah, the enemies of Israel, the enemies of Jerusalem. And the third thing, the Bible says, every time Judah will try and lift the head up, these horns will come deal with them and scatter them. Eish. And unfortunately, we have believers in our day and season and in our age that the enemy keeps coming with the same treat, keeps coming with the same war and just deal with them and scatter them. And the Bible says, but the Lord also provided four, apart from the horns, the Lord and I provided four craftsmen. Craftsmen were nations as well that were provided to deal with the enemies of Israel. There is no need to live a defeated life. God has provided all you need to live a victorious life. There's an armor God has provided for us. There's also weapons that God has provided for us. All we need to do is to make sure we humble ourselves, we learn, and we know how to use the armor that are provided and also the weapons. As I close as well, I'm going to touch briefly on what Pastor Makamu said. Initially, when they were boxing, posture is very key. When you don't have the correct posture, when the enemy comes, they bow to all of balance and they hit you, and before you know it, you're on the ground. Posture is very important.
Absolutely.
Learn. Absolutely. There's no need for enemies to scatter you. God bless you. As
wow. Thank you so much. And Bab Philip Masango says Nguyenkosi, Philippians 1:21, gimme na ukuphila uKristu ukufa kuyinzuzo. Galatians 6:17, makungabi nomuntu ongikhathazayo ngoba ngembethe izimpawu ezinguKristu. That is Babu Philip Masango there. And of course also we will get to Pastor Green also his 2 minutes. Let's get to Babongani and his 2 minutes. Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Tudor.
Our weapons and armor. Weapons are those things in which one trusts for protection. The weapons of our warfare. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. For pulling down strongholds. Ngokuba izikhali zethu zokulwa kasizo ezenyama kodwa ngaye uNkulunkulu zinamandla okubhidliza izinqaba zichitha izizindlo. The armor of God are spiritual tools and strategies for Christians to resist the devil's schemes. We can read Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 to 17. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on the eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed the gospel confession in the presence of many witnesses.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 13 verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. The word used of Jesus Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Mm. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. A little bit of Pastor Green at the end there. Let's see if we can survive this. Let's see if it's possible.
Amen. Amen.
All right. It looks like we seem to be having a bit of a problem. Pastor Green?
We are continuing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are continuing. Pastor, I've got another verse that I want to read, a few verses that I want to read, hallelujah.
Yes.
But I think I will read only two verses. Let me just start by Ephesians 6, verse 11.
Mm.
I want you to just check there, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
Ephesians 6, verse 11 say, put on the whole armor of God,
yeah,
that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Mm.
He said, put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That armor is there already, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
God gave us that armor long ago. When God created us in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. The Bible says, God said, let us create man in our own image according to our own likeness, and let them have dominion.
Mm.
Let them have power. Let them have authority.
Mm.
Yeah, in Ephesians, Apostle Paul say, put on the whole armor.
Mm.
Not a portion, not a part. Because if you leave one gap open, the devil will come in, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That is the mistake that Goliath have made. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You see, Goliath wanted to fight with David. But Goliath had the whole armor on, but there was a gap on his forehead. That gap, David saw that gap. And David knew.
No, it just cuts there somewhat somehow. But time is gone. Time is gone. Apostle Pumla, thank you so much. We appreciate.
Thank you, Briaka and Pastor Makamo and to Pastor Green and all our listeners from near and far. God bless you. Shalom, shalom. We meet again, same time, same place next week.
How's again? And of course, this is on podcast. Please remember to get it on podcast and listen to it just as much as you can. Pastor Makami, Kensil.
Inkomush, kumbashim katekisungupusunene.
How's again? Of course, coming up next, the 8 o'clock, Shalanati, and from me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. May the Father continuously do you good. We say, Tudaraba, and thank you so much. Next week, we are going to be touching base on this issue of evil associations, results of evil associations. It's happening next week. From me, Ray, it's been great. Tudaraba.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.